I'd like for us to turn again this morning to the letter to the Hebrews.
今天早上我们要先翻到希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
As our brother mentioned, we've been looking together at the life of Joseph.
就好像弟兄所提到的，我们一同来看约瑟的生命。
But our desire is not just to learn about the historical life of Joseph.
我们心中所盼望的不仅仅是从约瑟的这个历史里面得到一些点。
But as we look into Joseph's life, we see a beautiful picture of what the Lord wants to do within each one of us.
而是从愿意从约瑟的生命里面能够看见一幅美丽的图画，如今主如何在我们生命里面做工。
Joseph learned in his life, just as we sang, it's in Christ alone.
主在约瑟身上所做的就如同我们刚刚所唱的这个诗歌唯有基督。
And as we look at Joseph's life, may we learn the reality of living in Christ alone.
当我们看约瑟一生的时候，让我们能够一同学习摸到这个实际，就活在基督里。
And there's a reason that we have this desire.
这我们有这个盼望的有一个原因。
It's because our father has a great desire.
因为我们的父亲有一个极大的盼望。
We see the desire of the Father's heart here in Hebrews chapter 2.
我们从希伯来书第二章里面能够看见父向着我们的心意。
Start reading in verse 9.
我们从第九节开始。
So, but we do see him who has been made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor,that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
第九节到第十一节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的，都是出于一。所以他称我们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Just as we have celebrated and remembered our Lord at His table, we have testified that He has tasted death for everyone.
当就如同我们刚才一同在那边庆祝并且纪念我们主的桌子的时候，我们已经见证了主为我们尝了死味。
And one of the great blessings we have is being able to partake of the table and the reality of it every week.
我们感谢主，这个是何等样的一个祝福！我们每一周能够一同来摸到这一个主的桌子的实际。
Sometimes our greatest blessings can also be our greatest challenges.
很多时候，这一个最大的祝福呢，也能够成为我们一个最大的挑战。
We're so blessed to have the freedom to take of this table.
我们因着能够自由的能够来享用这个桌子，是一个祝福。
But because of the ease and the frequency of which we take it, does it become common to us?
可是就因着我们能够自由地来到主的桌子的跟前，并且我们如此经常地来饮用，使得我们变成对我们来讲变得平常。
Does it become routine and traditional?
变得一个习惯，变成一个传统。
Would the Lord challenge our hearts every time that we would see the fresh reality of His great love displayed at this table?
可是主每一次都向我们的心挑战，让我们能够从这个桌子里面再次新鲜能够看见他向着我们的大爱。
Because within this table we have so great a salvation.
因为在这个桌子里面看见我们得着的是一个极大的救恩。
And all the riches of our beloved Lord have been opened unto us.
我们的主一切的丰富已经向我们敞开。
Joseph was able to enter into this.
约瑟能够得以进入这个时机。
And our Lord wants each and every one of us also to be full partakers of the life that has been given to us.
我们的主也盼望每一个人能够完全的能够享受他向着我们的生命。
Because he has this desire upon the Father's heart of bringing many sons to glory.
因为在他里面他有看见神的意念要把众子带进荣耀里。
So great a salvation, not just to transfer us out of a kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
这是极大的救恩，不仅仅把我们从黑暗的权势里面救拔出来，使我们得以进入到爱子光明的国度中。
But then that we would allow His very life to be formed within us.
并且我们要允许他的生命在我们里面成形。
And our great father would not just have one son.
而且我们的父不仅仅只要得着一个儿子,
but he would have many sons and daughters brought into the fullness of his life.
还要得着许多的儿子, 许多的女儿, 并且带他们进入荣耀中。
It's an amazing thing that the creator of this universe is not ashamed to call us brethren.
这是何等样的讶异, 这一个宇宙的创造者, 他竟然称我们为弟兄而不以为耻。
And if we're honest with each other,
如果我们彼此诚实的话,
there's times when we have trouble calling one another brothers.
很多时候我们彼此称弟兄都有一点难处。
They've done something to us.
我们的弟兄对我们做一些事。
They haven't treated us fairly.
他对我们不好。
They didn't appreciate what we did.
他对我们所做他们不感激。
And we get all indignant about it.
我们在这些事上我们心里面就生气。
Oh, but look at our Lord.
可是看看我们的主。
The unfair way he was treated.
他是如何受到不平等的待遇。
Betrayed by those closest to him.
被他所亲爱的出卖了。
And it always amazes me on the night when they partook of this table together that time.
这常常让我心里面觉得讶异, 当在被卖之前的那一夜, 他们一同剥饼。
Of how our Lord reached down in such a love and washed the feet of a Judas.
我们的主在那边屈膝, 并且为他的门徒, 为的犹大洗脚。
There's so much we have to learn in this matter of not being ashamed of calling one another brethren.
在这个我们不称我们为弟兄为耻的这件事情上面，我们许多要学习的地方。
And we see the beautiful picture of this in the life of Joseph.
我们看见在约瑟生命里面这一幅美丽的图画。
As we shared together yesterday, his brothers treated him totally unfairly and betrayed him and sold him into slavery.
我们昨天看见他的哥哥们对他如何不平等的待遇, 并且把他卖去做奴隶。
And yet in the end, we see Joseph being his brother's very salvation.
可是在最后的时候, 我们看见约瑟成为他哥哥们的拯救。
And what was the secret within Joseph's life?
约瑟一生的秘诀是什么呢?
If we turn over to Acts chapter 7, as we read of Stephen's testimony,
我们如果翻到使徒行传第七章, 我们看见斯提凡的见证。
There's a key phrase within these two verses that is repeated very often, and we see the reality of it in Joseph's life.
在两段经文里面, 重复地说着一个约瑟生命的一个实际。
In Acts chapter 7, Stephen testifies starting in verse 9.
第七章第九节。
And the patriarchs became jealous of Joseph and sold him into Egypt. And yet God was with him and rescued him from all his afflictions, granted him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his household.
第九节和第十节，先主基督约瑟把他卖到埃及去，神却与他同在，救他脱离一切苦难。 又使他在埃及王法老面前得恩典有智慧，法老就派他做埃及国的宰相，监管全家。That
precious testimony in Joseph's life that God was with him.
这个神在约瑟身上的一个美好的见证就是神与他同在。Whether
Joseph was in his father's house,
当约瑟在他父家中的时候,
whether Joseph was in a pit,
或者约瑟是在坑中的时候,
whether he was a slave in Potiphar's house or in a prison,
或者他在波提法家中, 或者他在监狱里,
or whether he was in the palace,
或者他在皇宫里,
he knew the very reality of God is with him.
他得着一个非常的一个确定, 神与他同在。
And brothers and sisters, we have that reality made more sure to us.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们实在是盼望这一个实际在我们里面能够更多的有, 让我们有把握。
Because he's far more with us, he's within us.
他不仅仅与我们同在, 他乃是在我们的里面。
He lives in us and we're in him.
他在我们里面活着, 我们也在他的里面。
He never leaves us or forsakes us.
他永远不撇弃我们。
And his plans for us are good.
而且他向我们的意念计划是何等样的好。
And could we enter into all of the goodness of that?
愿我们能够一同进入到他的美善当中。
Now there's some here this morning that weren't here yesterday.
在我们当中有些弟兄姊妹昨天不在我们当中。
So we'd like to do a little bit of review.
所以我们试着要, 回顾一些。
And I wasn't sure how to review what we touched on yesterday.
我不记得我们昨天特别是讲到哪里。
But I'd like for us to look at Jacob's prayer for Joseph in Genesis 49.
可是我特别要看到, 在创世纪第49章, 雅各向着约瑟的祷告。
At the end of Jacob's life, as he is in Egypt, He prays for each of his sons.
在雅各他生命快结束之前，当他在埃及的时候，他为着他众子祷告。
And this prayer that he prays for Joseph reflects much of the life that we had seen in Joseph.
当他向着约瑟的祝福显出来约瑟的生命。
When we ended up yesterday, Joseph had been freed from the prison and had been exalted in Egypt and made number two man in all of Egypt.
我们昨天看见约瑟他从被狱中被提出来，并且被高升，使得他在埃及地成为一人之下万人之上。
But all that he'd gone through, he'd gone through many sufferings.
而他所经历的，他经历了许多的苦难。
But as we look at these verses, they'll give us a glimpse of some of the things that Joseph went through to help us summarize yesterday.
我们看接下来看现在这一段的经节的时候，帮助我们能够对约瑟所经历的做一个总结。
In Genesis 49, starting in verse 22,
49章22节,
it says, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a spring. Its branches run over a wall. The archers bitterly attacked him and shot at him and harassed him. But his bow remained firm. His arms were agile from the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. And from there, the shepherd of Israel, there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. From the God of your father who helps you, and by the Almighty who blesses you. With blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and the womb. The blessing of your father has surpassed the blessing of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hill, may they all be upon the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of the one distinguished among his brothers.
22节到26节，约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果的枝子。他的枝条探出墙外，弓箭手将他苦害，向他射箭逼迫他，但他的弓仍旧坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷。 这是因以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。你父亲的神必帮助你，那全能者必将天上所有的福，地里所藏的福，以及生养生产乳养的福都赐给你。你父亲所住的福，胜过我先祖所住的福，如勇士的山岭，至极的边界。这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄迥别之人的头上，顶上。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。Lord,
we are so thankful for your precious written word.
主啊，我们为着你所写下来的话语，我们何等样的感谢！
And Lord, as we continue in thy presence now, we would have the ear of a servant saying, Speak, Lord, we are listening.
主啊，当我们继续在你的同在中，让我们在你面前有一个做仆人的耳朵，向你说。
Lord, we do want to put aside the many things that would distract us.
主啊，我们将那些搅扰我们心的一切的事情摆在一边。
We declare Thy name and Your victory over this time that the enemy cannot interfere.
主啊，我们要宣告你的得胜，宣告你的名，使得仇敌不能做任何搅扰的工作。
Lord, we thank You for the enabling and the anointing of Your Holy Spirit for speaking and translating and hearing.
主啊，我们要感谢赞美你，因为你的圣灵要恩高那说的、那翻译的，并且听的。
Lord, by faith, we take a step into all that you would have for us this morning.
主啊，靠着信心，我们要往前领受你为我们所预备的。And
Lord, we know that the goodness of the Lord is everlasting.
因为我们知道你的良善是直到永远。And
we would abide in your everlasting arms this morning.
今天早晨，我们要习在你自己大能的膀臂中。In
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
These verses speak of Joseph being a fruitful bough.
这段的经文讲到约瑟乃是那多结果子的枝子。And
this wasn't a fruitfulness that came from Joseph.
这个多结果子呢，不是从约瑟自己来的。But
it was because of the reality of what we just mentioned, that God was with him.
而是出于这一个实际，我们刚刚提到的，因为神与他同在。And
because the Lord was with him, Joseph was prosperous in his home.
因为神与他同在，使得他能够在家里面能够兴旺。
We saw in spite of some of the difficulties that he went through when his brothers betrayed him. Because God was with him, he was prosperous in Potiphar's house. And when his faithfulness to Potiphar ended up having him being put into prison, he was prosperous there.
而在那里他也凡事顺利。
And in that, because of the Lord being with him, he was set free and exalted on high and prosperous also in the palace.
因着神与他同在时，他从监中被高升。 并且在皇宫里，他在那里也凡事顺利。
Joseph was richer actually than Pharaoh himself.
约瑟实际上比法老还要富足。
Because God was with him.
因为神与他同在。
The things of this world were of little value to Joseph.
这个世界上的事情向着约瑟是价值是很少的。
Because he knew all of his springs of joy were in the Lord.
因为他知道他喜乐的泉源乃是在主里。
It says that Joseph was a fruitful bough by a spring.
这边讲到说，约瑟乃是那个多结之子的。
And as we shared yesterday, Joseph was so fruitful because he had a hidden life.
我们昨天分享到，约瑟能够成为这么的多结果子，是因为他里面有一个隐藏的生命。
A bough by a spring is fruitful because the roots go down deep into the earth and draw from the riches of that water.
一个枝子能够多结果子，是因为它的根能够扎深在地里，能够从那边吸取水分。
Joseph was rooted and grounded in the love of Christ.
约瑟是因为他是深深的扎根在基督的爱里。
And because of that, in spite of whatever situation he found himself in,
就因着这样，使得他不论在什么样的光景里，
it says that his branches ran over the wall.
他这边讲到说，他的枝子探出墙外。
And I love the picture of this.
我实在喜欢这个图画。
Because a wall is an obstacle.
因为这个墙这边讲是一个拦阻。
We can't walk through the wall.
我们不能从墙这边穿过去。
But these branches that Joseph faced, the branches of Joseph's life,
可是这个约瑟生命里面的枝条,
which speaks of the many different ways that the Lord met Joseph.
这边讲到说乃是主在许多不同的情况里面遇见约瑟。
In spite of the obstacles that he encountered,
虽然讲到说在他碰到了许多的拦阻,
his branches went over the wall.
可是他的枝条却越过墙。
The obstacle of a home where he was betrayed by his brothers, or the obstacle of a prison, his branches of life went over all of that.
虽然说在家里面，在监狱里面有许许多多拦阻，可是他的枝条却越过这些。
Joseph was ruling over his circumstances; they weren't ruling over him.
约瑟在他处的环境里面，不让这环境胜过他，而是他在这环境里面掌权。
It's a beautiful thing when you walk through some of the gardens, particularly here in the northwest.
当我们在这边，特别是西北区走到一些园子里面的时候，我们会觉得非常的讶异。
You see some of the beautiful vines and branches that have grown over the wall.
我们看见一些的枝条就这样子攀过了这个墙垣。
And what you see is you see the beauty of the life of that vine.
当我们看的时候，我们看见这个枝条里面生命的美丽。
And quite often you don't even see the wall.
很多时候甚至这个枝条把那个墙都遮掩住了。
But he's actually using the obstacle to show forth the beauty of that life.
实际上是这些墙这个拦阻呢，使得成为彰显这个生命的一个凭借。
Remember times when you meet brothers and sisters?
记不记得我们当我们遇见弟兄姊妹的时候？
And they have such a beauty of the Lord that comes forth. You're just so impressed by them.
很多时候我们从他里面看见基督的美丽，让我们心里印象深刻。
You spend time with them and all they can share of is the great love of Christ.
当我们与他们相处一点的时候，我们他所能够分享的就是神的大爱，基督的大爱。
And you go away and you tell another brother or sister, oh, I just met this dear one and they just were so radiant in the Lord.
然后我们走开，我们就跟别人说，刚才我们遇见这一位，在他里面实在是看见主的光。
And then they say, well, did they mention to you about this crisis they had to go through?
那别人就问你说，他有没有跟你提到说他们在生命里面所碰到的一些的情况呢？
I said, no, they didn't say anything of that.
我说没有啊，他没有提到这些。
Did they tell you of this tragedy that happened in their life?
他有没有跟你提到说在他身边碰到的一些的悲剧呢？
No, all they spoke of was the Lord.
没有，他所提到的都是主。
You see these dear saints who been through so many trials and tragedies, but what we see is the life of Christ that comes out of that.
我们看见这些亲爱的圣徒们，他们虽然说经过了许多的悲剧，经历了许多的难处，可是我们从他身上所看见乃是这个基督生命的彰显。
We look at Joseph and we don't see the tragedies, we see the beauty of the Lord.
当我们看约瑟一生的时候，我们没有看见那个悲剧，我们所看见的乃是
He overcame all of the obstacles that was in front of him.
我们看见乃是主，他越过了一切的拦阻。
Because he was constantly under attack.
因为他常常在那边受攻击。His
word says those archers were shooting at him left and right.
这边讲到说那些弓箭手呢，在那边向他射箭。They
were harassing him all the time.
他在那边常常受逼迫。He
had the his brothers were shooting at him.
他的哥哥们向他射箭。Potiphar's
wife was trying to tempt him.
波提乏的妻子向他射箭。There
was a constant shooting at him.
在那边常常有箭向他射的。It
says, but his bow remained firm.
可是他的弓箭却依旧坚硬。
How was Joseph able to remain firm?
约瑟如何能够保持坚硬呢?
Because he had a dream.
因为他有一个梦.
He had vision.
他有意象.
There was something that God had put within his heart that the Lord was going to fulfill.
这是神在他里面所摆上的，并且神要在他时间里面成就.
And at first, Joseph didn't understand what these dreams meant.
在起初的时候，约瑟并不明白他所得的梦.
But as he was obedient to the Lord,
可是他却向着主忠心。The
Lord gave him understanding of the dreams.
那主就把这个梦的意思跟他讲。The
Lord gave him wisdom of what to do in situations.
主也给他智慧，使他懂得在环境里如何应对。It
was Joseph being held; his dreams had held him.
约瑟被他的梦所抓住。And
brothers and sisters, often we talk about vision.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们讲意象。
We quote how without vision people will perish.
我们讲到说，民若没有意象，民就放肆。
But without that vision, we will just perish and go astray.
因为没有意象的话，我们就失丧了，我们就散了。
God has revealed unto us His heart and purpose.
神已经向我们启示他的心意和他的目的。
How He desires to bring many sons to glory.
他的心意呢，是要带众子进荣耀中。
His bride would be made ready.
他的心腹要装扮整齐。
And we don't understand all of that right now.
我们现在也许并不完全明白。
But there's something within our heart that answers to it and says amen.
可是在我们心里面向我们说，这是真实的，阿门。
This held Joseph.
这个就抓住了约瑟。
And as it held within him, he gained a greater and greater understanding of it.
也因着他被这样子拖住时，他越来越对这个意象能够有一些的认识。
His hands, Joseph was held by the mighty one of Jacob.
约瑟的手被那一个以色列的大能者所托住。
God Almighty held Joseph.
那全能者帮助了约瑟。
God Almighty blessed him.
那全能者祝福他。
Through the trials of being betrayed by his brothers,
虽然经由他哥哥向着他的背叛，
through the pit and the prison and the palace,
在坑中，并且是在监狱里，并且是在蒙祝福。
Joseph was blessed in every way.
约瑟在各方各面都蒙祝福。
And Joseph ended up being exalted on high.
结果约瑟就被高升。
Joseph is the one who is now above his brothers.
约瑟现在是位居在哥哥之上。
And it's because God was there, the Lord was there helping him.
因为神在那里帮助他。
Just as the God had helped Joseph as he had come into this great heritage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这乃是那一位把约瑟带进了这个属灵，这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那一位神。
Joseph was entering into the reality of that.
约瑟这边就进入到这个属灵遗产的实际。
And Joseph knew that he was there for a reason.
约瑟知道他现在所处的环境里面是有个目的。
Joseph in many ways was like an Esther.
很多时候约瑟这边就好像那个以斯帖。
When Esther wasn't sure what to do in a particular situation,
当以斯帖在那边不知道该如何反应的时候,
Mordecai came to her and said, "You are in a place within the kingdom for such a time as this."
莫迪改就来这边对以斯帖说，你在这个皇宫里面，在这个时候。
And now God had Joseph in the palace for such a time as this.
那如今神把约瑟摆在皇宫里面，也是为了这个时候。
And really, brothers and sisters, each one of us are here today for such a time as this.
弟兄姊妹，当我们如今被摆在这里，也是为着一个时候。
We're not living in these days by happenstance.
我们 活在这里不仅仅是就是为了生活。
The Lord has had a marvelous plan in the way that He's working in our lives.
神向着我们有一个极其美好的计划，并且他做工在我们里面。
And He's called us unto Himself for such a time as this.
在现在这个时候，他就呼召我们来到他自己跟前。
For such a time as this, as we're looking upon these end days.
当我们在这个时候我们看到这个末后的日子
of how he desires for the life of his son to be made manifest amongst the people of God.
他何等盼望他儿子的生命能够从他的百姓中被彰显出来
of how he's looking for a people that will overcome in any type of circumstance that we find ourselves in.
他何等盼望他的百姓能够在不论他们所处的任何环境里面能够得以得胜
We are here for such a time as this.
我们今天聚在这里就为着这个
So may Joseph encourage us.
愿约瑟从我们的
Just as the Lord was able to use Joseph as a savior of the world,
就好像神使用约瑟成为这个全世界的拯救
as a savior to his people,
成为他百姓的拯救
May the Lord use us in a mighty way in this hour.
愿主在现在就能够大大的用我
们 as we know the reality of God with us,
因为我们知道神与我们同在的这个实际
and the reality of responding in obedience unto what He has placed within our hearts,
让我们能够向着他，能够顺服他，向着我们的旨意
Now we said yesterday we left Joseph when he was in the palace.
那我们昨天讲到说约瑟在皇宫里
So turn back to chapter 42.
我们一同翻到第42章
We know that Joseph was exalted.To the, be number two in the nation of Egypt because he had interpreted Pharaoh's dreams.
我们知道当约瑟来讲解法老梦之后呢他就被提升到在法老之下万人之上。
He told Pharaoh that within your dreams there will be 7 years of prosperity and then 7 years of famine.
约瑟讲解法老的梦说有7年的丰年7年的荒年。
And he'd given him the advice that during those 7 years of prosperity set some things Set some food aside so you'll have provision during the 7 years of famine.
并且他给法老建议说在这个七个丰年的时候你要存一些谷使在荒年的时候能够使用。
And now the 7 years of prosperity have gone by.
七个丰年已经过去了。
And the famine has started.
那荒年开始了。
And there is Joseph ruling over all of Egypt.
那约瑟在那边治理埃及全地。
And it says, if someone wanted anything, Pharaoh was told him to go see Joseph.
当有人需要什么时候，法老就对他说，你去见约瑟。
And remember, Joseph has a family back in Israel.
我们记得约瑟他的家人还在以色列。
And they're there, and this famine has been set in.
在这个时候饥荒进来了。
And they're without food.
他们在那边也没有食物。
And Jacob says to his sons, go to Egypt and get some food.
雅各就对他的儿子们说你们到埃及去吃一些粮。
So Jacob sends 10 of his sons.
所以雅各就把他的十个儿子送去。
He keeps the youngest one, Benjamin, at home.
他把最年轻的便雅悯留在家里。
Benjamin is very close to Jacob's heart.
便雅悯对这个雅各是非常亲密的。
Now as Joseph, as these 10 sons come into Egypt,
所以约瑟的十个雅各的十个儿子就来到埃及
We see this marvelous picture of how the Lord orchestrates circumstances
我们看见这个是何等样奇妙神在那边编写这整个情况
To bring about a restoration between Joseph and his brothers
在那边使得约瑟和他这个哥哥们之间能够被恢复
And brothers and sisters I think this is one of the most vital lessons that we as the people of God need to learn in this last hour
弟兄姊妹 我实在是觉得这是在最后的日子里面神的百姓需要学的一个功课
Because one of the tragedies within the house of God today is the amount of unforgiveness that there is
因为在神的家中现在有最大的一个悲剧就是那边有不赦免
We have become so desensitized that we learn to live with unforgiveness
我们变得如此的不敏锐使得我们能够活在不赦免的当中
Or if we don't forgive someone we just don't see him anymore
如果我们不赦免某一个人的话我们就只要不见他的面就好了
We just tolerate it.
我们就在那边宽容
But unforgiveness is a cancer that just eats through the house of God.
可是这个不赦免的这个灵就如同一个癌症一样在那边侵蚀
And the Lord is desiring to show us in this last hour as he brings many sons to glory that we need to be brought together in Christ.
神在这边向我们开启在最后的日子他要把他种子带到荣耀之中他把我们一同聚在基督里
So we see this marvelous story of how the Lord orchestrates the circumstances to bring about a full restoration between Joseph and his brothers
所以我们看见主在这边如何编写这个整个环境使得约瑟和他的哥哥们之间的关系能够得以恢复
Now as these ones Joseph's brothers come into Egypt
当约瑟的哥哥来到埃及的时候
They're there before Joseph
他们在约瑟 前面。
Now they don't recognize him.
他们不认识约瑟。
But he remembers them.
可是约瑟却认得他们。
It's been a little over 21 years since they've seen each other.
这边已经过了21年，他们没有彼此相见。
And they wouldn't be expecting to see Joseph.
他们也在这边也没有期望要能够看见约瑟。
But Joseph has it within his heart to restore his brothers.
可是在约瑟的心里面，他能够盼望恢复他的哥哥们。
But Joseph knows. In many ways, we can ask many questions here.
我们知道，我们在这个点上，我们可能可以问很多的问题。
Why didn't Joseph just reveal himself to his brothers?
为什么在这个时候，约瑟不就跟他哥哥讲说他是谁
？And they could make up.
他们那边就和睦了，恢复关系了。
But Joseph knew through his training of the Lord the value of true repentance.
可是约瑟从他自己从主那边所得到的训练，他知道这一个悔改真实的意义。
He loved them so much.
他爱他们如此的深。
He wanted them to be set free of their sin and guilt.
他盼望他们能够从他们自己的罪，并且那个罪恶感里面得释放。
He knew the only way that they could be totally set free of that was to be brought to genuine repentance.
他知道唯有那个真实的悔改使得他们能够从其中得释放。
And so as we look at this story,
所以我们看这个故事的时候
who do we relate to?
我们觉得我们自己像谁
are we Joseph?
我们像约瑟
are we the one who was wronged?
我们是这个被人错怪的
or are we the brothers?
或者我们像这哥哥们
are we the ones who have done wrong?
还是我们是那一个做错的
so often we look at the story,
很多时候我们看这个故事的时候
and we can look at it as if we're Joseph.
我们常常把我们自己当作约瑟。
And everybody's treated me wrong.
其他人就像哥哥们错了。
But actually, we're the brothers.
实际上我们是那个哥哥们。
And we have treated our Lord wrong.
我们实际上向着我们主做错。
The Lord works in wonderful ways to bring about this great restoration.
而主在那边用一个非常奇妙的方式把我们带到这个恢复的里面。
But we meant one of the things we did mention yesterday.
有一件事情我们提到
was that first of all, Joseph had already forgiven his brothers.
就是在这个时候约瑟已经先赦免了他哥哥。
And now the reality of that forgiveness is really being tested.
那现在这一个赦免的实际要受经过试验。
Sometimes we can say that we forgive someone if we know we'll never see him again.
有的时候我们当我们不再见一个人的时候我们可以说我们赦免了他。
But how about when they show up in your face?
如果这个人又在你跟前出现了。
That's when true forgiveness is tested.
那就是这真实的赦免就在这时候受了试验。
So Joseph, he was testing here. He was tested.
那我们看见约瑟在这个时候受了试验。
To make sure that there was that genuine and true forgiveness there.
我们看见那边有一个真实的赦免。
So it's interesting as Joseph meets these brothers.
当然我们看见约瑟和他的哥哥们相遇。
If we look at verse 9,
在第九节
it says in chapter 42, verse 9,
第四十二章第九节
it said, And Joseph remembered the dreams which he'd had about them and said to them, You're spies, you've come to look at the undefended parts of our land.
约瑟想起从前所做的那两个梦就对他们说你们是奸细来窥探这地的虚实。
Joseph remembered that dream.
约瑟在那边想起他两个梦。
That dream that in one way had seemed such so far away from him.
这个两个梦在当时看起来对他是极其的遥远。
As he saw his brothers betraying him.
他看见他的哥哥们出卖他。
How are my brothers going to be bowing down to me?
我的哥哥们怎么能够向他能够下拜呢
？As he was there in Egypt and in the working for Potiphar's house and even in the prison.
他在那边在埃及的时候在波提法的家中并且在监狱里。
How is this dream going to become a reality?
这个梦怎么能够应验呢
And sometimes, if we're honest, we look around and we say, Lord, you've given us this vision that you're going to build your church.
如果我们诚实的话有时候我们看看我们的周遭我们说主啊你给我们这个应许说你要建造你的教会。
And we look around and it looks impossible.
当我们周遭看看的时候我们发现好像不可能
But he will do it.
可是主要做成
And he will bring many sons to glory.
主要把众子带进荣耀里
And we can see the encouragement in Joseph's life of how what it seems impossible with man is possible with God.
我们从约瑟的一生看见在人认为不能的在神凡事都能
So Joseph when he sees his brothers he accuses them as spies.
我们看见约瑟在那边他说他的哥哥们是 奸细。
You've come here to search out this land so you can attack us.
你在那边窥探这个地的虚实, 使得你能来攻击我们。
And he has them led away by these strangers. He has them thrown in prison.
他被那边就被他带走,
I wonder why Joseph would accuse them as spies.
我稀奇为什么约瑟在那边说他们是奸细。
Remember, Joseph is trying to awaken their conscience to the guilt that they've been involved in the past.
记得约瑟在这边是要摇醒他们，使得他们过去所做的错事，他们里面有一个罪恶感。
Remember when Joseph was a young man and he went to look for his brothers?
我们记得约瑟当他在年轻，在他还是少年人的时候，他去那边找他哥哥们。
And they said, "Ah, here comes the dreamer."
他哥哥们说，哦，那个做梦的来了。
He's probably going to go spy and tell, go back and tell father what we're doing wrong again.
他是不是在这边探我们的虚实，要向我父亲们打小报告？
And he was led away by strangers.
因着这样子呢，他这个约瑟就被陌生人带走。
Circumstances are really similar here.
这个环境现在看起来我们有看见相似的地方。
The Holy Spirit is starting to arrange things to awaken the conscience within those brothers that the Lord could convict them of their sin and guilt.
在这个时候呢，圣灵在这边安排这个环境，使得他的哥哥们里面的罪恶感能够被挑起来。
And they're there in prison for 3 days.
那他们在监狱里面3天。
And they're starting to be exercised, and they're starting to become sorrowful.
那在那个时候呢，他里面就有这个悲哀悲伤。
If we look in verse 21,
他们在21节，
it says, "Then they said to one another, 'Truly, we're guilty concerning our brother.'" Because we saw the distress of his soul when he pleaded with us, yet we would not listen. Therefore, this distress has come upon us.
21节，他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。
This has been over 20 years.
在这边已经超过20年了。
But brothers and sisters, when sin is, things are within us, time doesn't heal that.
可是弟兄姊妹，当在我们里面有罪的这个捆绑的时候，时间并没有办法帮助我们。
We can't suppress it forever.
我们不能再把这个压抑永远的压抑下去。
It will be there to accuse us.
他会在这边控告我们。
Sin within us has a voice of accusation.
在我们里面的罪向着我们有控告。
Sometimes we try activities and we stay busy or we change circumstances, or we try to suppress it, but eventually it keeps coming up.
很多时候我们要改变我们外面的活动，借着外面的一些事情改变外面的环境。
The wrongs we've done to one another.
可是这个罪的这个声音终于要出来。
We can have dreams about them. There can be an agony there.
可是我们或者会做梦，因着这个罪。
But the question we have with these brothers.
可是这边这个就是他这个哥哥们的一个问题。
The sorrow that they were suffering, was it a sorrow leading to repentance? Oftentimes we're sorry for something because we've been found out. It's only because we've been exposed that we're sorry for it.
It
speaks there in 2 Corinthians, there's a sorrow that leads to repentance.
可是在哥林多后书里面讲说，这一个愁苦呢是要带进悔改。
And this is what Joseph is looking for.
这乃是约瑟在这边所要得罪的。
Was this a sorrow that was leading to repentance?
因为他要借着他们的愁苦带进悔改。
I know within my own life, as I've gotten myself in some big messes,
我记得在自己的生命里面，我常常把自己搞在一团乱。
That I promised the Lord everything if He would get me out of this.
我向主承诺了一切，只要他把我能够把这个一团乱中带出去。
And as soon as I got out of it,
可是一旦我离开这环境，
I forgot every one of those promises.
我就把所有的这个承诺都忘记了。
But the Lord in His mercy, He keeps working within our lives.
可是主因着他的怜悯，他持续在我们身上做工。
We can have remorse.
我们或者有里面的悔意。
We can have sorrow.
我们在里面或者有愁苦。
But is it leading to repentance?
可是最终是要带进悔改。
And this is what Joseph, he's desiring that his brothers could come to repentance so that they could be set free.
这个乃是约瑟希望他的哥哥们能够真实的悔改，使得他们能够从里面得释放。
Joseph loved his brothers so much that he knew they were in captivity to the unconfessed sin of their life.
约瑟如此爱他的哥哥们，他知道他们是落在一个没有认罪的一个捆绑的里面。
He wasn't trying to punish them or torment them.
他在里面并不是要惩罚他们，并是要使他们受苦。
But he had their best interest at heart, that they would know of the freedom of confessed sins.
因为他知道他为了他们的利益，因为他知道他们能够从赦罪、认罪里面得着的释放。
So then, after they're out of the prison,
当他们这边出狱了以后,
Joseph says, "Okay, I'm going to keep one of you here, and the other nine can go back."
约瑟在边说，我要留下你们其中一人，你们其他九个可以回去。
So they take Simeon and they leave Simeon there.
然后他们就把西缅留下。
Now we don't know why he picked Simeon.
我不知道他为什么选西缅。
He could have been the ringleader in the whole thing back when he might have come up with the idea about Joseph.
他也许在过去所发生的事情里面，他是那个带头的。
Because if you go back a little further in Genesis,
如果我们再往创世纪再往前看一点。
These brothers, they had a sister named Diana.
他们这些兄弟们有一个妹妹叫做底拿。
And she was mistreated by some in Shechem.
她被世间人错待了。
And Simon was the ringleader there that took vengeance upon them.
西缅在那边带头。 西缅在那边带头报复。
It's interesting also that these brothers, nobody stepped up to defend Simeon.
我们也发现很讶异的是，在这所有的弟兄们中间，没有人为西缅说话。
He said he was led away right before their eyes.
而是这边讲说，西缅就是从他们眼前被带开。
Nobody was defending Simeon.
在这边没有人替西缅说话。
So he was led away, and the brothers returned back to their father.
那西缅就被留下来了，其他人就回到父家。
Joseph is starting to look within the what's going on within the brothers.
约瑟就在那边看说他们弟兄们中间的情况。
And he's actually becoming a little encouraged.
那他所看见的，他心里面得着一些的鼓舞。
Because really, when Joseph questioned them about why they were there,
因为当约瑟问他们，他们为什么要来，
they gave Joseph a very accurate report in the situation with their family.
那这些他的哥哥们就着他家里面的情况做了一个非常确实的报道。
They didn't try to manipulate it or lie or amplify the story. They just told him the truth.
他没有在边扭曲事实，他没有在边夸大，他只是据实报道。
And when they were telling that story,
当他们说这个事情的时候,
how did they refer to Joseph?
他们这边所说怎么提及约瑟呢？
If you look back in verse 21,
我们如果看,
that verse we just read,
我们看21节,
we were guilty concerning our brother. No longer the dreamer.
不再叫他是做梦的。
Here comes that dreamer.
以前叫他是那个做梦的。
No, he's their brother.
这边讲说他我们的弟兄。
The Holy Spirit is starting to work within them.
圣灵在他们身上做工。
They're now remembering he's their brother. He wasn't just some nobody to them.
这个约瑟对他们来讲是弟兄了，不再是一个无关紧要的人。
And so we know as they're on their way home,
我们知道在他们回到家中的路上,
Joseph had his servants put their money back in the bag.
约瑟要他的仆人把这个银子再摆回他们的袋中。
And they find this money is back in their bag.
当他们从他们口袋里面再看见这个银子的时候,
And when we're in such a guilty state, that we can't even recognize the kindness of God reaching out to us.
很多时候我们是处在一个这样子的罪恶感的里面，我们没有办法体会神向着我们的恩赐。
Because as it testifies in Romans, it's the kindness of God that leads to repentance.
在罗马书里面讲的说，神的恩赐是要领我们悔改。
And God so graciously reaches out to us at times and we don't even see it.
神在很多时候向着我们施恩典，我们甚至都没有办法领会。
But they're recognizing the hand of the Lord here.
可是他们却这边看见的是神的手。
Because after they discovered their money,
当他们看见他们银子的时候,
if you look at the end of verse 28,
我们在第28节最后那边说的,
they say, "What is this that God has done to us?"
他们彼此说，这是神向我们做什么呢？
There's this awakening within themselves that God's doing something here.
在他们里面有一个苏醒，他们看见神在那边做一些事情。
Then why is all this going on?
为什么发生这些事情？
And then they get back to their father.
然后他们回到父的家中。
They don't, and it's so interesting here is they get back to their father and they relate to him everything that's gone on.
然后他向他们父亲陈述一些所发生的事情。
They give an accurate report to their father.
他们在边仍然是据实以报。
They tell him exactly what happened.
他们就着所发生的事情说。
Remember when they sold Joseph into slavery, they told a lie.
我们记得当他们把约瑟卖掉的时候，他们在那边撒谎。
But now they come back and they tell their father the truth.
而如今他们回到父的家中，他向父亲说诚实话。
Obviously the father is grieved over Simeon not being there.
父亲在那边因着西缅不在而悲痛。
But they're starting to see the hand of God working in their life.
可是他们却在那边看见神的手在他们生命里面工作。
And we're starting to see some changes within their very character.
我们也在那边看见他们的性格在那边有了一些的变化。
They're starting to see a concern for their father.
他们在那边开始顾念到他的父亲。
Starting to see they're telling the truth in situations.
他们也开始在那边开始说实话。
The Lord is working in their lives.
神在他们生命里面开始做工。
So then they go through all of the food that they had.
然后他们用尽了他们所买的粮。
And then Jacob says, go back to Egypt and get some more food.
雅各在那边就对他们说，你们再回到埃及地里面去拿，多买一些。
But Joseph had told them that the next time they come back, they had to bring Benjamin.
这个约瑟已经向他们讲了，下次你们再来的时候要把便雅悯带来。
Jacob says, no, there's no way. I've lost one son. I can't lose Benjamin.
雅各在那边说，不可能的，我已经失丧了一子，我不能再失丧第二。
And the brothers say, we can't go back. He said, we'd be killed if we go back without Benjamin.
然后这些哥哥们说，我们没有办法回去，如果我们回去不带着便雅悯的话，我们就要被杀。
And so they're wrestling about this.
所以他们就在那边彼此争论。
But then Judah even steps forward.
那这时候这个犹大就说话。
If we look in Genesis 43.
如果我们看43章。
If we look at Judah, he takes a step forward with his father.
犹大这边就向着他的父亲说话。
And he actually presents himself as a guarantee for Benjamin.
他把自己成为便雅悯的一个保证。
Judah says, Father, I'll guarantee my life for this one.
他说，父亲，我愿以我的生命作保。
If you look at verse 8, and it says, And Judah said to his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go. That we may live and not die, as well as you and our little one. I myself will be surety for him. You may hold me responsible for him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame before you forever.
第八节和第九节，犹大又对他父亲以色列说：“我打发童子与我同去，我们就起身下去，好叫我们和你并我们的妇人孩子都得存活，不至于死。” 我为他作保，你可以从我手中追讨。我若不带他回来交在你面前，我情愿永远担罪。We're
starting to see within these brothers they're even caring for one another.
我们开始在这看这些兄弟们的里面，他们开始彼此相顾。
In the past, they were all self-absorbed, just looking out for each other.
在过去的时候，他们是完完全全为自己的事情所担心。
But now, because of a love for their father, Judah says, "Look, I'll be the guarantee. I'll lay my life down for Benjamin."
现在因着他们向着父亲的爱，使得像甚至像犹大，他愿意为着便雅悯做保。
So then they come back to Joseph the second time.
然后他们第二次再回到约瑟的跟前。
Jacob concedes and says, "Okay, Benjamin can go with you."
这个雅各这边说可以，你可以带约瑟便雅悯下去。
But they said, "Let's take back the money that we took the first time."
你们再把第一次所带来的银子再带下去。
And we'll also take some more money.
再多带一些银子。
And some more blessings for them.
多带一些祝福给他们。
So they get back to the house of Joseph.
那他们就回到约瑟的家中。
And again, we see here, it's in verses 19 through 22, they give an accurate report to Joseph's steward.
那在第19节到22节这边讲到说，他们向着。
And so when we left, this money was in our bag. There must be some mistake.
他向着家宰说实话，说他们离开的时候，这银子在他里面一定是有些的错。But
the steward tells them, "No, your God did that."
那家宰说呢，这是你的神做的。And
so they go in to see Joseph.
所以他们就进去看约瑟。And
again, it's marvelous the way the Lord orchestrates things.
我们看见这个神是在一边如此的编写这一切。
They're going to have this meal with Joseph.
他们在一边和约瑟一起用餐。And
Joseph sets the 10 of them down at the table.
约瑟把他们10个人坐在一桌。
Actually, by now it's 11 because he brings Simeon out of the prison.
这时候已经是11个人，因为把西缅从监中带出来。
So all 11 of them are there.
那这边11个人都在那里。
And Joseph seats them in order of the oldest to the youngest.
约瑟就按照他们的长幼的次序使他们坐下来。
It says there in verse 33, they sat there. They were sitting in astonishment.
这边讲说众弟兄们就彼此诧异。
They looked around and there's the oldest brother and right down the list through 11, the youngest brother.
他们就坐在那里，从最年长的一直到最年幼的。
Something's going on here.
这边有些事情在发生。
And then Joseph serves them.
那约瑟就在一边服侍他们吃饭。
And it's interesting as Joseph gets to Benjamin.
当约瑟来到这个便雅悯那里的时候,
Look at verse 34.
在34节,
it says, And he, that's Joseph, took portions to them from his own table. But Benjamin's portion was five times as much as any of theirs. So they feasted and drank freely with him.
34节, 约瑟把他面前的食物分出来送给他们, 但便雅悯所得的比别人多五倍, 他们就饮酒和约瑟一同宴了。
Why did he give Benjamin five times?
那为什么给便雅悯五倍呢?
Was it just because they had the same mother?
是不是他们因为他们是同从一母而生的呢?
Was it a favoritism toward Benjamin?
是不是他向便雅悯偏爱呢?
Actually, it was a test.
实际上这是一个试验。
It was a great test for the brothers at that point.
这是向着那一个弟兄们的一个试验。
Because remember when Joseph was younger,
我们记得当约瑟年轻的时候,
and Jacob showed favoritism to Joseph, it provoked jealousy and hatred among those brothers.
当雅各显明向着约瑟偏爱的时候, 使得他的哥哥们嫉妒他。
And now Joseph is showing favoritism to the youngest.
那现在约瑟向着便雅悯这个最年轻的, 显出他的偏爱。
Joseph is putting before them a test of jealousy.
约瑟在这边所摆的乃是一个嫉妒的一个试验。But
praise God, it's not there.
感谢主，可是这个嫉妒不在。
They're happy that Benjamin gets his portion and they get their portion.
他们因着便雅悯所得了五份和他们自己所得的。
The Holy Spirit has been convicting them of these sins.
圣灵在这边使他们向自己的罪认知。
To be set free, whereas in the past there would have been a violent hatred against Benjamin for getting more than them.
如果是过往的话，这些哥哥们会因着便雅悯得多得的而心里面充满了嫉妒和愤恨。
Now these ones, we can see the Lord working within these ones.
可是我们看见神在这边在他们身边做工。
And so Joseph rejoices within himself, but he doesn't reveal himself to him yet.
约瑟在心里面喜乐，可是他却仍然没有向他们认他自己。
He sends them away.
他们就把他们送走。
Again, they put the money back in their bags.
再次他把这个银子放回他们的袋子。
And Joseph has this special silver cup.
约瑟在这边有一个特别的一个银杯。
And he says, put this cup in Benjamin's sack.
把这个银杯摆在那个便雅悯的袋子里。
So they put that cup in Benjamin's sack and they let him go.
那他就把这个杯子摆在便雅悯的袋子，让他们走了。
And then Jacob, I mean, then Pharaoh, no, who is this? Joseph. Joseph says to his steward, go after him.
那约瑟这个时候就对他家来说，去追他们。
And so again, this is another test.
再次看到一个试验。
As they go after him and they catch him.
那就追上去，并且把他们抓住。
And the steward said, why have you done such a thing?
那家宰就对他们说，你们为什么做这些事呢?
Now this is over in chapter 44 now.
现在我们是在44章。
And the brothers say, we haven't done anything.
那这些兄弟们就说，我们没有做什么。
And I should say, whoever you find this will all be your servants forever, and the one who has the cup can die.
如果你找到这个银杯的话，我们都成为你自己的仆人，那并且在谁的袋中找到的杯子，他就被置于死地。
So then they unroll their bags, and there's the silver cup in Benjamin's.
然后他们就把他们的袋子打开，这个银杯就在便雅悯的袋子里面找到。
How do the brothers respond?
那这个哥哥们的反应如何呢?
Look in verse 13.
我们看第13节。
When they see this cup in Benjamin's sack,
当他们看见这个杯子在便雅悯的口袋中抽出来,
it said they tore their clothes.
他们就撕裂衣服。
I mean, there was an agony within them.
他们在里面有一个悲伤。
There was a concern for Benjamin there that Joseph had never seen in their lives before.
在他们有一个向着便雅悯的关切，是约瑟以前从来没有看见过的。
And this agony was going just beyond for themselves.
他们这里面一个害怕、悲伤是远远超他们为自己。
We'll see in a minute they have this agony for their father also.
再过一阵子，我们可以看见他们有一个向着他父亲的一个关切。
And so they're brought back to Joseph.
所以他们就被带回到约瑟那里。And
Joseph is there before him.
约瑟就在那里。
And it's interesting, there's no pointing of the fingers.
这很奇妙的, 在这个时候就没有彼此指责。
There's none of this looking out for themselves.
没有在一边单顾自己的情况。
It's not like, okay, Benjamin did it, we can go free.
他们没有在一边说, 这便雅悯做的, 我们现在可以走。
They were in this together.
他们在这边大家都在一起。
And they come before Joseph and they fall before him.
他们来到约瑟面前, 一同在约瑟面前。
They're on the ground before him again. And how does Judah respond?
那犹大的反应如何呢?
Look in verse 16.
16节,
it's a precious verse here of accepting of responsibility and pleading for the mercy of the Lord.
这边是实在是一个极其美好的一个情况, 他在一边接受这个责任, 并且在一边寻求怜悯。
There's no justification, there's no excuse in here.
在这边没有任何的借口, 没有任何的,
but if we look at verse 16, it says, so Judah said, what can we say to you, my Lord? What can we speak? How can we justify ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Behold, we are your Lord's servants, both we and the one whose possession the cup has been found.
16节犹大说我们对我主说什么呢还有什么话可说呢我们怎能自己表白出来呢神已经查出仆人的罪孽了我们与那在他手中收出杯子的都是我主的奴仆
And then Joseph gives them one final test.
约瑟在那边就给他们一个最后的一个考验。
He says, okay.
他说好。
He says, I'll just keep Benjamin here.
那我就把便雅悯留下来。
The rest of you are free to go.
其他人可以自由地离开。
Oh, but then Judah speaks up again.
那犹大这边又说话了。
And this is out of a concern for their father.
这乃是因着向着父的一个关切而说的。
Judah pleads with Joseph.
犹大这边向那个约瑟求情。
Joseph, I am surety for my brother. If my younger brother doesn't go back, my father will die instantly.
他说我替着我的弟弟便雅悯做担保。如果我的弟弟不回去的话，我父亲马上就要死。
We will be responsible for our brother's death.
我们会因着我们的弟弟的死而父亲的死而负责。
What a change has worked within these brothers.
我们看见这个他生命里面, 这些弟兄们生命里面的改变,
because before they knew how much their father loved Joseph.
因为在这之前, 我们看见他们知道父亲如何爱约瑟,
and they didn't care one bit that they got rid of Joseph.
可是他们一点都不关心, 他们就把约瑟给卖了。
They saw the agony of their father as they saw as when he knew that he had lost Joseph.
他们看见他那个父亲因着失去约瑟而有的愁苦,
and they didn't care.
他们一点都不在意。
But now there's been such a work done within them.
可是如今在他里面有这样子的一个工作。
There's Judah willing to be a substitute for Benjamin so that their father could live.
而犹大在这里愿意来代替便雅悯使得他的父亲能够存活。
They were guilty and they accepted the responsibility for their actions.
他们 为着他们所的行为,他们在边有反悔。
God has found us guilty of our iniquities.
神在我们的过错里面发现我们有罪。
And we are without excuse.
我们在神的跟前没有任何的借口。
And brothers and sisters, within each one of our lives, doesn't the Lord bring us to that point?
弟兄姊妹们,是不是在我们生命里面主把我们带到这样子的地步?
We are without excuse.
We are
without excuse the way we've treated our Lord.
And we
are without excuse for the way we've treated some of our brethren.
We might
have reasons.
我们也许有理由,
but we don't have the right.
可是我们没有这个权利,
to treat one another the way we treat one another.
就是我们彼此对待的情况。
May the Lord do a great work of restoring us as the body of Christ.
愿主在我们身上做这恢复这个极大的工作，使得我们能够成为基督的身体。
May the Lord do a great work of bringing us back into true repentance.
愿主做这个极大的工作，带领我们进入到那个真实的悔改中。
As the Lord worked within Joseph,
就好像主在约瑟的生命里面做工。We
see within Joseph through all that he did.
我们看见在约瑟生命里面看见主所做的一切。
He not only saved his family.
约瑟不仅仅是救了他的全家。
These brothers then became the patriarchs of Israel.
并且他的哥哥们成为以色列人的先祖。
The people of God upon this earth.
成为神在地上的子民。
The kingdom of Israel.
以色列这个国度。
And God's purpose was continuing on. And the Lord is desiring the same way in the hour that we're living in, that His purpose would continue on.
神在这个时候, 他仍然盼望他的旨意能够持续地往前。
And praise God, Joseph sees the genuineness of their repentance.
感谢神, 我们看, 约瑟在那看见他, 弟兄们里面那个真实的悔改。
And then as we come to chapter 45,
所以我们来到45章的时候,
Joseph sends everybody else out.
那约瑟就把所有的人遣散,
and he reveals himself to his brothers.
他就与他的兄弟们相认。
He fully restores them. And it actually says in chapter 45, verse 15,
在第15节里面这么说,
how he kisses each one of them.
他与众弟兄们亲嘴,
he embraces each one of them.
他抱着他们,
he embraces a Simeon. He embraces a Reuben.
他抱着西面, 也抱着流便,
the ones who had treated him so evilly.
那个如此恶待他的那一位,
he embraces those brothers who he'd given a bad report about.
也就在他这个, 报告他恶行的那个弟兄们,
the grace of God sets the guilty sinner free.
这一个神的恩典使得我们从那个罪恶感中得释放,
fully restoring their conscience.
完全恢复他们良心的感觉,
it's as if Joseph is applying a healing balm.
好像那个约瑟在边涂抹了一个治伤的那个膏药,
and he's not ashamed to call them brethren.
他在边称他们为弟兄,
and oh, how the Lord is desiring that this spirit of reconciliation would be at work amongst the people of God today.
Oh, 我们的主何等盼望这一个恢复的, 这个和睦的灵能够在他的百姓们中间,
so many so-called hurts.
这边许许多多讲到的伤害,
so many things that we were trying to preserve and protect ourselves.
很多事情, 很多情况我们试着要保守我们自己, 保护我们自己。
But again, let's remember,
可是让我们记住,
we're not Joseph.
我们不是约瑟,
we're his brothers.
我们乃是他的哥哥们,
and we need the Lord to be working within our lives.
我们需要主在我们生命里面做工,
because the Lord has done such a marvelous work in Joseph.
因为神在约瑟身上做了这样的奇妙的工作,
that Joseph shares with his brothers then from God's perspective.
当约瑟和他哥哥们分享的时候, 是从神的角度来说,
if you look over in chapter 45, look at verse 5. It says, now you don't be grieved or angry with yourselves. You sold me here, but God sent me here before you to preserve life.
45章第5节, 现在不要因把我卖到这里自忧自恨, 这是神差我在你们以先来, 为要保全生命。
In verse 7, God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth and to keep you alive for by a great deliverance.
第7节, 神差我在你们以先来, 为要给你们存留余种在世上, 又要大施拯救, 保全你们的生命。
Verse 8, now therefore it was not you who sent me here, but God.
第8节, 这样看来, 差我到这里来的, 不是你们, 乃是神。
Oh, we see, as Joseph had gone through all of the trials and sufferings,
我们看见约瑟他经历了一切的苦难和试炼,
that dream had become a reality within his life.
那他所做的梦在他生命里面成为一个实际,
and what he first saw and didn't understand,
他当初看见并不明白的,
he saw God's plan and God's heart there.
那他看见神的计划,
and he was just a vehicle that was used.
那只不过是神所使用的器皿,
he was the one chosen to be the that preserved his family.
他是那边被拣选时他全家能够被保守,
Joseph was there for such a time as this.
约瑟在那里就是为这个时候,
and we are here for such a time as this also.
如今我们在这里也是为这个时候。
It's interesting, now these brothers go back and they tell their father all about Joseph being alive.
这边非常奇妙的, 当他的哥哥们回到他父的家中, 跟雅各讲说约瑟的情况。
And then we know how all of the brothers and their families and Jacob moved to Egypt.
那之后我们知道以色列全家就搬到埃及地。
There's a question I have sometime in this story.
我对这一个记载里面有一个问题。
And it relates to Joseph and his father.
对,这边讲到说约瑟和他的父亲。
Because we know how much Joseph loved his father.
我们知道约瑟何等样爱他的父亲。
And I often wonder why when Joseph was exalted and made the number two man over all of Egypt, why he didn't send a note to his father, hey dad, I'm alive.
当他在埃及地得高升的时候, 他在一人之下, 他问为什么没有在那个时候马上就差人跟他父亲说, 哎, 我现在是活着,
just to comfort his father.
使得他父亲能够得安慰。
I wonder about that.
But
then as we stop and think,
然后之后我就思想
God had a bigger heart.
我们的神有一个更大的心。
And Joseph had learned through the trials and sufferings that he went through to say, not my will, but your will be done.
约瑟经由他所经过的苦难和试验，使他能够向神说，不是我的旨意，乃是你的旨意。
Joseph knew that God had a timing, and his timing was perfect for everything.
约瑟在这边学习知道神有他做事的时间，并且他的时间是最美好的。
Joseph knew that one day that dream he would see his father again.
他知道从他的梦里面，他知道他有一天还要再见到他的父亲。
But he'd learned to wait upon the timing of God and to not take things into his own hands.
他学习等候神的时间，而不把这些事情抓在自己的手里。
Because remember, Jacob's partiality to Joseph.Had led to disunity and fighting within the family.
我们记得因着雅各向着约瑟的偏心，使得他们的全家四分五裂。
But now Joseph's death and him being alive again has brought peace and unity within the family.
而约瑟的死，如今又从死里面活过来，使得这个。平安再带回到他的全家里。
We see a great change in the relationship.
我们看见在这个关系里面有一个很大的改变。
Sure, Joseph in himself could have let his father know he was okay.
当然约瑟可以让他的父亲知道他还存活着。
But he knew that God wanted to restore his brothers and bring healing within the family.
而他这边知道，他知道神在边盼望能够恢复他的弟兄，并且在他全家里面带来医治。
There's nothing recorded within scriptures that Joseph or anybody said anything to Jacob about what had happened really to Joseph.
在圣经里面没有记载着任何约瑟向雅各提到说他所经历所遭遇的。
Because Joseph knew that the Lord had worked it all for a purpose.
因为约瑟知道神做这么一切是为了他的目的。
And how precious this full restoration was.
而这一个完全的恢复是何等样的宝贵。
We see after Jacob and everybody has moved to Egypt.
我们看见雅各和他的全家搬到埃及之后。
That eventually Jacob dies.
那雅各后来就死了。
And they take Jacob back and bury him.
那他们把雅各的尸体带回去就埋葬。
And if we look over in Genesis chapter 50,
我们如果翻到创世纪第五十章
it's sad how we can be with the Lord and not know Him.
这何等样的一个悲剧，因为我们可以与主同在，却不认识他。
Just remember, these brothers had been with Joseph now for about 17 years.
我们记得约瑟的哥哥们现在和他在一起已经大概有17年时间。
They had been enjoying all the blessing and all of the provision that Joseph had provided for them.
他们在那边享受着约瑟向他们一切的供应和一切的祝福。
But then after Jacob dies,
可是当雅各死了之后
these brothers are worried.
那他的哥哥们就开始担心了。
Some of them say, hey, now that dad is dead, is Joseph finally going to get revenge on us?
他们有的人说啊，现在父亲死了，是不是约瑟在这时候要报复我们呢？
And then they sent a message to Joseph. That they made up this message and said, hey, Dad said to forgive us.
他们就在那边打发人去见约瑟说、哎、那个父亲说在未死之前呢吩咐你要赦免我们。
Oh, and Joseph wept over it.
约瑟因此就哭了。
And it reminds me how in the Gospel of John,
这提醒我在约翰福音里面。
The Lord looked at the disciples and said, I've been with you so long and you don't know me.
主对他的门徒说我与你们相处这么久你们却不认识我
That's very convicting
这实在是摸到我的心
Because we've been with him so long
因为我们与他同在这么久
Do we know him?
我们认识他们
Do we know our Lord's real heart, his character, his nature?
我们认识他的心我们认识他的性格吗
Do we know his desire?
我们认识他的意念
Do we know how much he's for us?
我们认识到他向着我们有多少
Do we take of the table every Lord's day?
当每天每个主日来享用他的桌子的时候
Does the vastness of his love capture us afresh?
那愿他的爱能够更大的能够抓住我们的心
Sometimes we as the people of God act like we don't even know him.
而我们这一般原本是神的儿女们有时候我们表现出来了好像我们根本不认识神
But again, Joseph shows forth the love of Christ.
而约瑟在这边显出来这个基督的生命
He says, oh, the enemy meant this for evil, but God meant it for good.
在这边讲说仇敌是为着为恶可是神呢却是为着好的
And Joseph again He reassures them in verse 20, in chapter 50, verse 21. He says, I'll provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
约瑟在这边再次向他们保证，在21节这么说：现在你不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
Joseph was the one who had been wronged.
约瑟是在这边被人错怪的。
He was the one who had been mistreated.
他是这个人被人恶待的。
And yet he's the one here comforting them.
可是他却是那一位来安慰其他的人。
He's the one here showing the kindness to them.
而他是这一位向其他人显出慈爱。
Doesn't that speak to us so much of the life of our Lord?
这是不是向我们指出了我们主自己的生命？
And how the Lord desires that we display that kindness one to another.
我们的主何等盼望我们能够彼此将这个恩赐能够显明出来。
That we comfort one another.
我们能够彼此安慰。
Just as Joseph had learned this comfort.
就好像约瑟他学到的这个安慰。
When we've learned comfort, then we're able to go and comfort those with the comfort we have received.
当我们学习了这个安慰, 就使得我们能够安慰那些需要安慰人的人。
And Joseph is faithful all the way to the end.
约瑟忠心到底。
Because Joseph knows that the people of God are not going to stay there in Egypt. He says there in Genesis chapter 50, verse 24 and 25,
在24章25节这么说,
he said, just as he promised in that oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, God will surely take care of you. You shall carry my bones up from here.
他说, 到他启示所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地，约瑟叫以色列的子孙启示说：神必看顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。This
was that testimony of Joseph knowing where his true home was.
在这边是约瑟的见证，他知道他真正的家在哪里。And
that's the testimony of Joseph in Hebrews 11.
那是约瑟的家是在希伯来书第十一章。And
Hebrews 11 in that chapter of the heroes of faith.
在希伯来书第十一章里面讲到说，讲信心的英雄。
It's there, that's of all that Joseph did in his life.
这边讲到约瑟一生里面所行的。
The verse says he commanded him to take his bones back.
这边讲到说他命令他们将他的骸骨带回去。
How did Joseph know of this exodus?
为什么约瑟知道这个出埃及的这件事情呢?
From his great heritage.
那是从他这个极大的属灵的遗产里面知道。
When the Lord had spoken to Abraham that they would be in exile those 400 years.
因为神曾经对亚伯拉罕说他们要在埃及地400多年。
Joseph entered into the good of all that had been spoken.
约瑟紧紧地抓住曾经说过的话。
We have to ask, where is our home?
我们必须要问这个问题, 我们的家在哪里?
Where are we headed for?
我们要往哪里去呢?
Are we settling down here?
我们在这边就安居下来了吗?
Or do we know what the calling of God is upon our hearts?
我们知道神向着我们的心的呼召吗?
He has gone before to prepare a place for us.
我们的主已经离开我们在这边为我们预备地方。
We know that we're pilgrims and sojourners upon this earth.
我们知道我们在这地方是做寄居的。
And the Lord is trying in this last hour to raise up a people of God that will be a testimony unto himself.
在这个最后的时刻，神盼望能够兴起他的百姓，成为他的见证。
Just as the Lord was able to work within Joseph to restore his brothers.
就好像神能够在约瑟的生命里面做工，能够恢复他的弟兄们。
The Lord is desiring that same spirit of restoration would be working among the people of God in this hour.
神也盼望这一个相同恢复的灵能够在他的百姓中间做工。
That we as the people of God would be made ready for his return.
我们是这神的百姓能够在他面前预备的好等候主的回来。
So often it seems like we can spend more time fighting with each other.
很多时候我们发现好像我们能够花很多时间彼此相争。
All the Lord is desiring for us to be restored unto him.
可是主的心意却是盼望我们能够被恢复来到跟前。
And we would know the reality of dwelling together in the beauty and wonder of our Lord.
我们能够进入到这一个弟兄和睦同居的一个实际。
Joseph knew the reality, and that's where God commanded the blessing.
约瑟知道这个实际，也是使得他在神面前蒙祝福的原因。
And the Lord wants to bless us in that same way in this hour.
神也盼望在这个时候要来祝福我们。
Joseph was one who was perfected through sufferings.
约瑟是那一个经由苦难得完全的。
Much of, as we said yesterday, It's not recorded of Joseph sinning at all.
我们昨天提到这边没有记载约瑟所犯的任何罪。
We know he was a sinner.
我们知道他是一个罪人。
But he didn't suffer because of his sins.
可是他却没有因着罪而受苦。
He suffered because God was trying to take that old Adamic nature and conform it to the image of his son.
他之所以受苦的原因是神要使得他那个堕落天性能够使他变化成为神儿子的形象。
Not transform. Put the old nature behind and bring the new nature in.
只把那个旧造摆在一边，把新造带进来。
That the life of Christ would be seen.
使得基督的生命能够被人看见。
The vision and reality that Joseph had was made real through the sufferings that he went through.
约瑟所看见的异象，并且他所得着的实际，乃是经由这个苦难产生。
This word suffering is not popular in Christianity today.
这一个苦难在基督徒中间现在是不受欢迎的。
But brothers and sisters, it's the way our Lord went.
可是弟兄姊妹，这乃是我们主所经过的。
And we have to see it's the way we need to go.
我们也必须看见这是我们所要经过的。
We can see the joy set before us.
如果我们能够看见将来的喜乐。
Of all the blessing our Lord has.
我们看见主为我们预备的一切的祝福。
We can enter into that in this hour also.
我们就在这个时候能够进入。
Would the Lord ring loud within our hearts again of have His great desire of bringing many sons to glory.
愿主在我们的话在我们心中再次的回响，他要把众子带入荣耀中。
And may we be those that are found cooperating with Him in this hour.
愿我们在这个时候在主的跟前是成为一般与他合作的百姓。
The Lord, our Lord is delaying, but He won't delay forever.
我们的主迟延，可是他不会永远的迟延。
And may we be those that are found ready.
让我们在他跟前是预备好的。
While it's still called today,
他如今仍然呼召,
let's learn of Him.
让我们学他,
and let's learn of Him together.
让我们一起来学他,
that we can walk together for the glory of God.
让我们一同行走为着神的荣耀,
let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that you are a God of purpose.
主我们感谢你, 因为你是有目的的神。
Lord, you have put us upon this earth with a purpose in your heart.
主啊，你把我们留在这地上呢，是为着你心中的旨意。
And Lord, you're desiring that the purpose of your heart would be made real within our hearts.
主啊，你何等盼望你心中的旨意在我们里面也能够成为我们的实际。
Lord, we do return and just present ourselves unto you.
主啊，我们要把我们自己献在你的跟前。
Lord, because we know there's great work that needs to be done.
我们知道有一个极大的工作必须要完成。
But Lord, as you're doing this great work,
而主啊，你正在做工。
Oh, we want to be those that are found cooperating with you.
主啊，我们盼望在你面前能够与你合作。
Lord, we thank you for your love.
主啊，我们感谢你的爱。
Lord, we thank you for the encouragement that we can see from a one like Joseph.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们能够从约瑟生命里面得到鼓舞。
We thank you for the encouragement of how we can see you can work in 10 rebellious brothers and transform them.
我们也何等的鼓舞，能够看见那一个10个背叛的哥哥们能够生命里面有改变。
Lord, we too would be changed into your image.
主啊，我们也能够被变化成为你自己的形象。
That the life of Christ within us would increase.
愿基督在我们里面的生命能够增加。
And we would decrease.
让我们能够减少。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen. Amen.